This is the Composer's Datebook for April 9th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1887, Florence Beatrice Smith was born in Little Rock, Arkansas. She'd grow up to be the first African-American woman to win widespread recognition as a symphonic composer. All of that happened under her married name, Florence Price. Price studied at the New England Conservatory with the noted American composers Frederick Converse and George Whitefield Chadwick. But she settled in Chicago. In 1933, the Chicago Symphony premiered her first symphony. In 1940, her third symphony premiered in Detroit, and First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who was in Detroit that week, was so impressed by a rehearsal of Price's symphony that she altered her schedule to stay for that evening's performance and even wrote about it in her newspaper column, My Day. And speaking of Eleanor Roosevelt, on today's date in 1937, which fell on Easter Sunday that year, the First Lady, along with Secretary of the Interior Harold L. Ickes, arranged for the famous African-American contralto Marian Anderson to perform a free open-air recital at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. 75,000 people attended. Marian Anderson admired Florence Price's work and sang some of her songs, including Songs to the Dark Virgin, a setting of a text by Langston Hughes. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.